Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer, yeah, but it's so much more.
Yeah,
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say, yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Hello, I'm Georgie Korshkol, and welcome to today's team podcast. Today, I'm joined by Georgina Blasky, Polly Sayer, and Sherlock's contributor, show host, Jane Wogan.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane. Lovely to have you with us. I'm all right. I've had the lurgy. Oh, I still sound a bit lurgied for 10 days. Literally, I have never slept so well or so much and drank so little as I have in the last 10 days.
That's just wrong.
Everyone's got it.
Right? Yeah, it's the London super cold, isn't it? They're calling it.
Oh, it's a super cold. Laura had on holiday, she said she felt like someone was standing on her chest.
Oh, grim.
Yeah.
But I think it's my birthday yesterday and I felt...
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I'm doing something more fun tonight. No, that sounds really awful. So my mum, if you're listening, it was lovely. I went and looked at a new office.
Ooh. Really cool.
Went to a fireplace. Were Benny Stave?
No.
Is that just a total pain in the neck? Anyway, went to a medical. 2.5 hours out of my afternoon, I arrived and they had not saved me in the system.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
So that was your birthday? You went for a medical?
And then I had... I know. And I haven't had a drink practically in 10 days. So I was like, my liver has got like stars and rainbows coming out of it. Right? Yeah. Today is the day for medical and I got there. So I'm like, I'm now going to have to book it for the end of January.
Yeah.
But then you're not getting a true snapshot.
That's fine. I don't need a true snapshot.
No, you know, no one ever needs a true one.
Definitely don't need a true snapshot. Anyway, so I then actually had Zara's Kitchen. Shout out to Zara's Kitchen. Mm. Cooked some really nice food. And my parents and my brother and his new wife came to supper, which was super chilled.
That's nice.
It was really nice.
I guess it was Wednesday.
Yeah, I moved to a hotel in London for the night tonight. And then to Brat for supper. In Shoreditch. I mean, it's a long way.
Is that why you're staying in a hotel? So you don't have to do the long
cab ride out. I actually don't know how I'll get there. It's quite a long way, isn't it?
Are you staying in a hotel in close to it? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So nice.
Well, I don't know. The Mondrian, which used
to be
at Sea Containers.
Lovely.
Used to be at Sea Containers. It's moved and it's now Shoreditch.
Oh, okay. Oh, has it? I was really confused about that.
Yeah,
okay. That explains that.
We'll see.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Anyway, ladies, how are you all? Georgina?
Yeah, fine.
Have you recovered from your sex podcast?
I have.
So, Georgina was roped in to go on that to talk to your children about Sex, Consent and Masturbation was the title.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow.
And she was amazing.
Well done.
I listened to it yesterday.
Felt quite hot during the recording. Just yes. Kind of like, oh my God, we're so out of our comfort zone here, aren't we?
I know you are, but you nailed it. She's so good. She's got all the best advice.
And it's so difficult now because it's not like when we were kids.
Well, what, your parents didn't talk to you about it?
No, my mom took out a book when I was 7 years old and didn't only teach me, but she taught all the neighbors' kids as well.
Really?
Because no one else wanted to do it, so they thought, fair enough.
Oh,
yeah.
Mortified. Yeah. Georgina, you could do classes.
Do you know what? I'm going to stick with my day job, okay. And I'm going to swear that.
I'd happily send mine over to you. Oh, anyway, it was very good. Polly, how are you?
I am good, thanks. Yeah, I've just finished a month of no boozing, so I'm feeling quite fresh, actually. It made me rethink my relationship with alcohol, for sure. I think before I would just kind of... I didn't have, like, you know, an alcohol problem per se, mm-hmm. but I think I would just, you know, if it was there...
It was routine.
I'd just be like, sure, I'll just have one. And I was really struggling. This is really bad, but I'd have maybe 3 or 4 drinks and I just can't remember parts of an evening. I just think, what a waste if you're going out and spending time with friends. Mm. And you just don't remember stuff. So I think that's what made me think, right, I want to kind of take a month off, reassess. And I think going forward, I might just be a bit more like...
That's great.
Moderated.
I do 3 nights a week, no booze.
I think that's good. I think that's kind of what I want to aim for, like maybe Monday to Thursday.
you know, if you ever go to the doctor and the question is always, how many drinks do you have a week?
Lie.
Obviously, everyone lies.
Fully lie. I mean, oh, yeah, as I'm right? writing, yeah. I'm thinking.
But also, they do it in units. Like, who knows how many units they have a week?
Too many.
Yeah.
Probably too many.
And how is life as an influencer half the week and nearly half the week here?
It's really nice. Well, I'm getting into the groove of it now, but certainly for the first like couple of weeks, I just felt like I was skiving off.
And you enjoy it. Is it quite hard? I always think being an influencer is a lot of work.
I mean, it is, but I also don't want to, like, you know, how a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's just so full on, so hard. Yeah, I'm like, it's not brain surgery.
It's not, like, in your defense, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously
just having,
like,
avocado on toast.
No, much as I'd like to be. But no, I don't want to, like, make out that it's, you know, extremely hard, because it just isn't compared to a lot of jobs.
You've worked at it for a long time to get to the position where you can.
Yeah, exactly, which is nice. So I get a nice balance of the two, and I think it's working out, like, pretty well so far. It's been, like, a month, so. Yeah.
Aww.
It's good.
Good. I'm thrilled.
How are you?
I'm good. There's a lot going on. Getting a puppy.
Oh my gosh, what are you getting?
So I'm getting a miniature pincher, but then everyone looks at the picture.
They're like tiny little Dobermans, aren't they?
Yeah, but when I say to people, I show them the picture of the puppy and they say, you're getting a Doberman?
And I'm like,
and
no,
I have to say,
shrunken.
It's a miniature pincher. It's a bit like, oh, okay. I mean, they're so cute.
They're really cute.
But I'm doing that.
Are you getting a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A boy. Do you know what you're going to name him?
My daughter said Casper and I thought,
oh no, you
got this original.
I'm not allowing my children to choose. We're also getting a puppy.
Oh, you are? Oh, when are you getting a puppy?
It's in vitro.
Oh.
Is that the right thing? Is that the right phrase?
I mean, I think so.
It sounds impressive.
Is it conceived yet? Or
what are you getting? In vitro. Doesn't that mean it's in the womb?
Yeah. Or like in a test tube.
No, it's in the dog. It's in the mother. Womb. I've already got a dog.
Oh,
he's 15.
Okay.
And she's got an old lady.
How's she doing?
She's all right, but she's a bit deaf. And when she tries to jump on the bed, she misses quite often.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
She was my first baby.
Yeah.
Don't get a dog before you have a baby. Oh, Polly.
Oops.
Sorry. Anyway, think about it.
Good to know.
My brother and his new wife were there. Came somewhere last night saying they were thinking about getting a dog. I was like, oh, you can't take a dog and a baby anywhere together.
It's true.
I used to put Mouse when I wheeled a baby. I used to put Mouse under the buggy and go into Waitrose. Occasionally she'd jump out and be like, get in the buggy, Mouse. You can't take them anywhere together and you can't take them to a playground. So you then have to tie them up. And if they're cute, then they might get nicked. You'll be fine with a miniature pincher.
I will, won't
you'll
I?
You'll be fine. But I quite want two dogs running around. So Mouse, we think, is on the way out. Anyway, for now, we're cushioning the blow.
I think that's
and we're
nice.
Getting a multi-poo.
Oh, lovely.
A toffee girl. I mean, it's not been born yet. There might not be any toffee ones, but I'm really hoping I'm top of the list.
Before I had kids, no joke, I had 4 dogs in New York at the same time.
Oh my God, did you really?
Because if I'd have a fight with my now ex-husband and we'd get a dog.
Every time.
I swear to God, without ever realizing that we were actually one day going to have kids. So we had these 4 beautiful dogs. So, and then I went on and had children.
He would buy you a dog every time
we
had
If we had a fight, so things weren't going
well.
Well,
4. You're lucky I've got 400.
I mean, yeah.
By the way, there are so many questions. Okay, so.
We're going through everyone?
No, but the first I'm quite interested in. I'm considering moving to London, someone is asking. Where should I move to?
Oh, goodness.
Where would you go? Where would you guys? Like, you're all English, so where would you move if you were coming to England?
Well, I'm a Londoner and you, like, have your patch in London. If you told me how to drive to Shoreditch now, I wouldn't know which way to go. That's true.
I think it really depends on, like, your age and your circumstances and your budget, right? As it does anywhere. But, like, if I was, like, 21, moving to London again, I would probably move east. Like, my friends have been Dalston, Hackney area, and like De Beauvoir and stuff. I think it's like really
De Beauvoir.
Yeah.
That sounds very nice.
No one knows what it is, but it's like super nice.
Yeah.
And like by the canal and stuff. I just think it's like.
Yeah, no, I think it's really cool around
really
there.
Really nice. I think there's a lot happening around there.
I've been once. I went to Anna Barnett's place. That was quite cool. You don't realise when you buy your first property, if you buy it with another half, that first property you buy will probably be where you send your children to school. So yeah. that, and that's a really hard thing to think about if you're not even married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't realize that you're actually tying into an area for a really long time. So I would say check out the school situation, which I know might.
Completely. That's totally true. Because I based everything around where my son was going to school.
Yeah.
You know, because when I would tell people Chelsea, they thought, oh, well, it's a bit boring. And do you not want somewhere more fun? And I thought, no, I want to be able to walk my son to school in 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And also when they're older, that they can walk to school themselves in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, I think also if you're moving somewhere to rent, kind of have some fun with it and go and live in different areas.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But if you're moving to buy, you've got to consider it. And it's like a completely different approach.
Yeah, completely.
Agreed. So, best date night restaurant in London, not too pricey.
I hope I'm saying it correctly. Pastayo? Because it's the ex-chef from River Cafe.
Oh, it is. People love that place.
Yeah. And I just think the food's amazing. It's quite a good vibe to it. And he's an amazing chef, you know, so he knows what he's doing. And it's inexpensive.
Somewhere fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, they have fun cocktails.
What's that place with the meringue that Heather went to? Circo Popolare. That one looks really fun.
Yeah, and last night, Sherry went to Ave Mario last night, which is Covent Garden. And I was looking that up this morning and it looks really cool. It's like, it's massive. 3 floors. It's all kind of red and white stripe.
That's cool.
I think everyone in there is probably taking Instagram reels. But actually...
I wasn't sure what you were going to say. She was
like, everyone's filming in here. It's so weird. But I think when you're out, just the two of you, mm-hmm. I actually quite like the kind of theatre of a restaurant and lots of people watching and fun cocktails and like a good barman, unless you want something very intimate and romantic. But if you're on a date,
not for a first date, do you know?
Not something romantic. You
need talking points.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
I'm into Brat tonight in Shoreditch. That's really cool. I mean, so not my neck of the woods, but it's really cool. That would be fun for a date night. Gloria is the other one that's owned by the same group.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. Good. Best places for an office Christmas lunch in London.
What about Notting Hill has like Brasseria or Gold? It's great fun. And that's quite chill, but there's nice looking waiters and
probably somewhere you can stay for a long time where they're not going to give you a 2-hour window because that's really annoying.
Yeah. I think Gold doesn't give you
a 2-hour window.
Yeah. I don't even think they're aware that exists anymore.
Well, sometimes places that have kind of a private room. So there's places like the Thomas Cubitt in Elizabeth
Street.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Got a private room upstairs. And then you can then go into the pub afterwards. So people who want to carry on can then just pop downstairs and keep going.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Girls' Christmas dinner in London, where to go?
I mean, places like the Ivy Chelsea Garden are always great for girls' lunches, I think.
To the new Ivy.
The Ivy Asia.
I still haven't been. Can't get a bloody table for love of money.
When you book a table there, make sure you're in the main restaurant. So I went there once when it opened. Main restaurant, there's a girl DJing in the corner. It's quite fun. And the second time we went, we were kind of put in the like ante room, which I think used to be the private dining room of the Ivy Chelsea Garden next door. And there were like 5 tables in there. So you're through a little opening at the side of the restaurant into this other bit and you just feel like you're in an annex and it's not great. So
that's
when you book,
good to know.
Say, I want to be in the main restaurant near the DJ.
Oh, thanks. Tip. I agree. I mean, I'm a 2-restaurant girl, but that is one of my two.
It's always a go-to though, the
it
Ivy.
It always works.
Look, Christmas as well, they have like ridiculous festive decorations
outside.
An Insta wall outside.
Yeah. I am going on a girls' lunch. It's just been booked and it's Daphne's.
Daphne's is nice.
That's quite fun, I think, girls' lunch.
It's kind of cozy and...
Do you know what I love for a lunch? Chaconi's.
I was about to say Chaconi's.
Freaking love it there. It's expensive.
It's too expensive and I hate to be like a Debbie Downer, but the last 2 times I've gone and I always get so excited when I go. It's like Scott's. The service has been terrible.
Oh no. It's so busy, Chaconi's. It's the one with the green chairs at the back of Burlington Arcade. I think it's really great. They're smoked salmon and rye bread, whatever it is.
It's just, you always feel like festive and it's a special occasion.
I tell you what's really nice at Christmas. Balthazar.
In Covent Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, I took my children. Was it the year before? Past COVID. But they had decorated it so amazingly at the front. And they had Father Christmas there and they brought round things the children to the tables. Like it was really Oh, it's nice. I really, Covent Garden's booming restaurant wise right now.
Yeah.
We went to a cool place the other week called Red Farm.
Oh, Red Farm's cool.
Oh my God, it's just the weirdest menus. So we're like, yeah, we'll have, you know, you look down, it's kind of like Korean with a twist or something. Or...
It's, because Red Farm, and as you guys know, Balthazar, they're all staples in New York.
Yeah.
So Red Farm is, it's Chinese, it's like Chinese street food.
Yeah, but the spring roll is, it's a cheeseburger.
I know.
Spring roll. Yeah. So you eat the spring roll inside. It is a proper mini cheeseburger without the bun, basically. It's really good food. That's quite fun.
We used to order it all the time because, you know, New York is such a takeout culture. So yeah. Red Farm was at least once a week. The pork dumplings.
Oh, yeah, we had the
bacon,
pork belly.
Fried rice.
That was good. Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything's like a real twist.
Yeah.
But it is. It's really interesting food.
Oh, I've not heard that.
For a girl's Christmas outing, though, what we've got lined up is we're doing a kind of hotel bar crawl. Oh, so we can look at all the Christmas trees in Claridge's, and we're just going to go work our way kind of through Mayfair, basically.
Love, actually, Claridge's has got a new bar. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I love a hotel bar. Bit of jazz.
Yeah.
You never know who you see in there.
Exactly.
As well.
Bit of jazz. Hopefully, a really nice smoky almond. a really, really overpriced cocktail. Yeah. I'm a happy girl. Oh, I also think anywhere experimental cocktail club is is good.
Frog is also good.
Oh yes,
Southampton was fantastic. It's in Covent Garden, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have the bar downstairs, which is all experimental cocktails.
And I have to say, Jane is being very
politically correct.
Jane is being very polite. But she's not talking about the fact that her partner owns Bagatelle.
Which is the most fun girls' dinner.
Which is ever. Honestly the most fun place. Oh my God.
It really is, though. That's why I was afraid to say it because I thought I can't just come out and say best fun girls' dinner.
Oh my
Bagatelle.
God. It is.
Come on.
They literally bring you out your food, which is arc off the charts. The food is so good.
Oh, thank you.
They bring the food out and then suddenly like. Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life comes on and everyone is like off the table dancing. I mean, it is, then there's like fireworks going off. I mean,
no, it's,
you know,
a lot of
save
fun.
Up, it is not cheap, but it's a fucking brilliant night out. My God, I mean, we had fun there, and you don't know anyone, but everyone's just so happy to be there. It was just heaven. You can get really dressed up, and my brother lived in New York.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, you can try it out. Absolutely loved it. And yeah.
Forgotten, there's many a forgotten lunch had at Bagatelle. It's you go cool. in at one, and you come out, and it's nice.
Is there one in Mykonos?
There is going to be one in Mykonos in July,
and there's one in France,
Saint-Tropez, and then Courchevel as well.
I've been to the one in Saint-Tropez.
Have you?
Yeah. That was that the first?
No, the first was New York. But Saint-Tropez is
that's like a beach club, isn't it? So
it's yeah. Different. And who doesn't love like sun?
Me.
Do you not like sun?
I mean, I really do. Oh. I really do love a beach club.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm dreading the fact that it's coming into skiing again because I think I've decided I just don't like cold weather anymore afraid.
And I've got to take my children.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel under pressure now.
I'm like, can't we just go somewhere hot?
I know.
I can't wait.
How's your tennis going?
My tennis is. I mean, I've stopped for the season now.
Oh right, have you? You have a season off.
I haven't season off.
After the tour. After the tour. Your body needs a break.
I'm just absolutely exhausted. You know,
her racket was strong.
I'll be back.
Is this a new sport that you took on?
I'm like really shit and I've been having some lessons and making it sound like I'm Emma Raducanu.
Emma, look out, she's got the season off, so
just watch out, babe, I'm coming for your title.
Well, we need some more British people players probably.
Well, we're quite
never say never.
There's time for me yet, you know. I've got a way to go, but you know, I'm still having me
left. No, you're having a season off. That's lovely.
Okay. Right, we're going to move on. Someone said, when do you get a dog? What do you walk your dog in? We've done a bit of dogs, but when do you get a dog? Not before you have a baby.
People say that it's a good practice run before you have kids to see whether you've got the, like, the strength to deal with looking after another.
Oh, it's not. Nothing.
If you ever,
it's entirely different.
Okay, cool.
Let's just know.
I have 12 children. If it was the same,
You can leave your dog, but you can't leave the kids.
Someone said to me once, they were like, oh, it's harder having a puppy than it is having a baby. And I was no, it fucking isn't.
God,
like,
no, I don't have, no, I didn't have to push
no fucking way.
Tantrums.
No.
It's the emotional drain of a human compared to a dog.
I did love my dog. It's an abnormal amount. That's I think I do.
Yeah, I'm like weirdly obsessed with
him. How old's Barry now? He's I just like saying Barry.
I'm just say it again.
How old's Barry?
He's a year and a half old, and I am weirdly obsessed with him. Yeah, I probably need to like get some
separation
going.
But it is lovely. I think all Loz in our team. Her children are 9 and 10, and she got a dog, and she was like, I think I love the dog more than my children. She's like, I'm so obsessed with her. Anyway.
Well, they love you unconditionally, dog.
Yeah.
They do.
20 minutes or 3 hours, they greet you the same way. They're so happy to see you. Yeah. It's that unconditional love. Gotta love it.
Advice for a 26-year-old who's unclear of a job path and fallen into jobs she doesn't enjoy. Switch. You're only 26. You've got loads of time.
Yeah.
Get a mentor.
That's a good idea.
Life coach. Someone to give you a little steer.
Yeah.
I think when you're in it, it's so hard to see out.
I feel like 26, though, I think I knew what I wanted to do at 26.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't always know how to get there, do you? So I guess
I definitely didn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
But I also...
But knowing a bit about what... Or just maybe working out your strengths.
Yeah.
Mm. What to cook for a new guy the first time you cook for them? No meat or fish, please.
Something like a risotto.
Yeah,
a really
good Georgina,
good
you see, you've got all the tips.
Because they need a man normally wants a bit of bulk.
Yeah, isn't a risotto quite hard to cook though?
No,
it's
just stir.
It seems stirring. Fancy.
20 minutes
it,
but... stirring.
Really,
you can even get recipes where you stick it in the oven and you don't actually stir it at all.
But I burn rice.
Do you?
Or maybe like something Mexican, beanie.
Food tacos. Really nice.
Fish.
Yeah.
No fish. Wait, vegetable tacos?
I thought she said yes to fish.
No fish or meat.
Veggie tacos then.
Oh, no. No meat. Fish is okay.
There we go.
Fish tacos.
Fish tacos.
Oh, fish. You've got loads of options.
Salmon en croûte.
Or linguine.
Salmon en croûte.
With clams.
Yeah, well, you could do your, going back to the risotto, a good seafood risotto. Yeah. It's so easy.
Really, could you make a salmon en croûte?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know that it's the easy way is the cheat is you buy the Philadelphia with the herbs in.
Okay.
You spread that on top of your salmon, you wrap it in pastry and you put it in the oven like that, is it?
Or what's that thing when you put your fish in foil?
Yeah.
And it cooks in the foil. There's a special French name for it.
On papillote or on
palop
or something.
Yeah. Ooh. And that looks very fancy, but it's actually quite easy.
Really easy.
But so that would be making
fish and cookies. Yeah, that would.
Next question. Presents to send for a wedding you can't attend. Comes with string.
Money for the honeymoon.
No! No, no, no.
Why? Do you disagree with that?
Oh my God, no fucking way. What? No fucking way. I'm going to a wedding any minute and I've been asked for, they've asked for money. Absolutely no fucking way. Pay for your own bloody honeymoon. Not a chance.
I was asked to pay for the honeymoon and they actually even sent us their itinerary of what they want to do in their honeymoon. And how all the money would go towards this fantastic thing. And they still haven't gone. It's a year ago.
I actually completely disagree. I think I feel like giving like physical gifts is a bit like, it's not outdated, but that would be like before you'd ever lived with each other.
Yeah.
Like, but now some people live with each other. Like what the fuck do you buy them?
You still need pretty jugs and home accessories. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We went to a wedding where they did request a contribution to the honeymoon, but it was presented in a way that was very specific. So we would you like to contribute towards us swimming with dolphins, for example?
But you can't do 100 dolphin swims on one.
No, but there was loads of different things. So we did that and we got a lovely thank you card with pictures of them swimming with dolphins. And I was like, you know what? That's great because you probably already have 10 plates.
No, I don't agree. Sorry.
There we are.
Well.
Anyway, we can't all agree on everything. I'm delighted. So boring when people agree, isn't it? I got a friend. We agree
fine.
On nothing. We agree on nothing. And she's like, I love you because we cannot agree and we don't fall out. And I love it because we have a really interesting debate. So anyone listening, we're all still smiling in the room.
No, I'm not. I'm livid.
What did you ask? Because you're newly married.
I got married about 3 years ago.
That's still
new. And well, dare I say it, we did because we'd lived together for ages and we were just like, fucking hell, like, you know, rather than getting, you know, giving people the stress of like knowing what to buy for us, we're just like, here's a site you can give us some cocktails on the beach. Because like a lot of my friends are super
Oh, so you did what I've just absolutely slammed.
Yeah, yeah, I 100% did it. But like...
She's got a dog. But she has some money for her honey. It's going well.
No, but like... So obviously I got married when I was like 25, which like, my, you know, my...
We're just quite young.
Quite young. So a lot of my friends, they can't afford, you know, a really expensive gift. Mm-hmm. So we put on things that are like, you know, 20 quid, 25, 50, 100, whatever. So people can feel like they're getting you something, even if it's 30 quid or whatever, without, because otherwise they're just a shit gift.
You can get a Matilda Goad candle or something for 30
quid. What, you like, I didn't know that at the time.
Actually, your taste married? Changed. I got married so young as well. Yeah, and actually,
that's what I was going to say. Your taste I would definitely not have
Nigella.
Half the
Do you remember Nigella's bread bin?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
How do people keep organized? Any tips? Is that a shit
I think
question?
Write everything down.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Diary.
Lists. Diary.
Yeah.
Alarms. Yeah. Notes,
email yourself.
Alerts.
I email myself.
Yeah.
Oh, and then wake up this morning, I'm like, what does Maria in the subject line mean? But I actually did that yesterday. I don't know what it means. Diary. Yeah, I've so many. I've color-coded diary. Mm. Work, the children, reminders.
That's clever. Get yourself a nice looking diary so you're more inclined to use
it.
Do it
online. A paper diary.
Yeah, a paper diary.
I like 3 out of 3 probably. A paper diary.
I don't like my phone diary. I think it's too stressful to stick out.
Because you can have your phone. Your diaries, I don't understand this. It's on the phone. It's on your computer. No. They're all connected. No. I have a work computer, a home computer, and a phone. They all talk to each other.
I'd be the same. I like to feel it. It's nice when it's written down.
Yeah, and like opening it up and being like, okay.
Because I'm not crap move on my
things.
Phone.
Do you have things crossed out all the time? Stuff that's moved in my diary.
Yeah.
All the time. But then it gives me a satisfaction, sense of satisfaction.
You've got to carry it around.
I love that though.
Yeah, I do. I like getting a nice personalised one.
For the podcast.
So what do you do if you're out with a friend and they're like, oh, let's diary another catch up?
Just get it out of my
friends,
bag.
Yeah, carry around all the time, you.
Yeah, I mean, it's in my bag upstairs. But yeah, I mean, you can get tiny little moleskin ones, can't you?
Yeah.
You literally can fit in a handbag. So.
Also, it gives you a good screen break if you're writing it down.
Yes, rather, Georgina, thank you.
Okay, right. Well, clearly I'm
like, oh, and I'll just look on Instagram. Oh, shit, there's 2 hours gone.
Thoughts on Profilo? Has anyone had Profilo in the room?
Well, yeah, I've had it. Yeah. It's a hyaluronic acid that's injected kind of deep along your jawline and cheeks. Yeah, I'm really underwhelmed, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. It really hydrates your skin, plumps your skin. I think it's amazing.
Anyway,
we don't have to.
That's lovely. That's the point.
Okay. Dream travel destination.
I'd love to go to Canada. Go and do the national parks. Yeah, that's where I really want to go at the moment.
I wanted to go to Vietnam.
Nice.
Oh, yes. I'd like to go there.
Just somewhere far afield.
It's not my dream, but I would like to go there. Mm.
What about you?
Mustique.
Georgina, where would you go?
I really want to go to Japan.
That's a good
one. So do I.
I really want to go and see the cherry blossom, and then I want to go up into the hills, and then I want to go... I just want to kind of get lost in Tokyo, because I know I won't understand any signs, so I'm not even going to try and make sense of it all.
That's a really good one.
And we were talking the other day in our house about safari. Like, what's the next big family trip going to be? Safari, which we would hope to have done by now, but with COVID didn't. Safari or Japan? And we were like, oh, Japan.
Do it. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't mind. I'm going to Cabo. It was cancelled this year.
Oh, lovely.
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go this year. There's going to be a bagatelle.
It's
sick. Yeah. So I'm going to my hotel. And then we're doing a road trip. I'm going for 23 nights.
Nice.
How nice.
What a lovely.
Where else are you guys going?
So we're going to Cabo, and then we're going to California. Road trip
for LA or
LA, a couple of nights, then a bit of wine, maybe a bit of San Fran.
So I did that a couple of years ago. I've got to send you my itinerary.
Yes, please. I've been mean to ask you. I need to like get my shit together and actually start thinking about it.
So
yeah, I can't wait. I did it when I was 15 with my parents, and I loved it. So
can't wait.
Okay, there's some fashion questions. We're gonna race. Like, this is quick fire, ladies. Okay, because there's quite a lot of them.
Wide answers.
Are you ready? Polly. Smart navy winter coat under 200.
Try Massimo Dutti, I think.
How do you store your jewellery? Jump in on any of these. How do you store your jewellery?
I do the stacks things. You know stacks?
Yes.
You get them anywhere?
I've got those as well.
They're great, I think.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You can buy as many as you want and you just stack them on top of each other.
That. I need that. I've got a drawer. I've got a shallow, very big drawer with lots of boxes in them and they're all so I can see everything. So I feel like if you don't see it...
Yeah, you forget to wear it.
You forget to wear it. Black tie wedding guest advice, please.
I think just wear something like it's like a black tie ball, maybe.
Yeah.
Anything. Something like, I think anything for
a lovely rich jewel colour in the winter, I think. Yeah. It's nice.
Velvet.
Burgundy velvet.
Actually, Bueller have got some nice
velvet.
Would you let your friends borrow your clothes for special events?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We do. Yeah, I have a few friends that we swap things with.
I would say sort of in my 20s, I'd probably have been, there are some of them that didn't look after things, but I trust people to.
Yeah.
I know that I borrowed something from someone.
Yeah.
I took it back with a bottle and it had been dry cleaned. And, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Always wash it or dry clean before you return it.
Because I think as well, for special events, you only sometimes wear something once.
Yeah.
And then it's just sitting in your drawer. So.
Advice for cozy knitwear that isn't itchy. Comfortable, sensitive skin. I'm wearing a Stories jumper.
Which is really pretty.
Today, with nothing underneath other than a bra. It's not itchy.
Mohair I find particularly itchy, so avoid that. Just really check the label. If it's got any mohair content, then just avoid.
I find the Wise cashmere really soft.
M&S cashmere is also quite...
Me and Em as well also do some really good cashmere knitwear that I don't find itchy at all. I'm quite sensitive as well.
Yeah. Best place to resell designer bags.
It's kind of got to be Vestiaire, but I think they take quite a big chunk, don't they? So
many now.
But I think like there's so many bags that are hard to get a good resale value on them. And I think if you do it yourself on eBay, then you're not paying someone else you take the time to do it on eBay.
Yeah.
Storing jumpers in winter to hang or not to hang.
Right, I'm going to actually jump in here because I did a segment for the show.
So good, I loved it.
Thank you. About a month ago, and I'd say most of the time fold your jumpers, but I appreciate not everyone has that much room in their drawers. So there is a technique for putting jumpers over hangers that doesn't pull them too much. Please go and watch the show.
Yeah, it was really good. I love that. I hang mine.
I hang mine too. The same thing. I think I'm ruining the shoulders on them.
Christmas sequin dresses. Oh, there is a good one on Stories I saw the other day that someone, it's like a wrap style V-neck.
Like a retrofit. That sounds like a retrofit copy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A retrofit is so overpriced, I think. It's
very impressed, but they are fucking amazing.
They are cool. Oh. That cream one is really
so cool.
You wore a Jeep, didn't you?
ASOS have got like a really good Jeep for about 160. So it's like their edition range. Yeah. It's really good. But I think it's definitely kind of like a hen do dress. Like I would love to buy it, but I just don't know where I'd wear it.
You'd wear it at your wedding.
Yeah. And I think Chloe Hannant has bought it for her hen do. So I mean, I'd love to wear it, but
actually,
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Quite fun, isn't it? Yeah.
I love that. Oh my god, all of Hodge's style secrets. Will that girl bloody well do her wardrobe tour? Sure, I'm Christian of Monts. I'm like, when you've got 10 million followers, I want commission.
Yeah, right.
fave autumn winter candle.
Diptyque.
Yeah.
I love Diptyque.
Sphere Trudon.
Oh, yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
There's a nice one. The smell's called Ondine and it's from Polcra. And it smells insane. And the actual candle is beautifully like painted, the vessel it comes in.
Yeah. Top five items in your wardrobe to make a capsule wardrobe. Go and look at Wardrobe NYC. That'll give you a few.
Yes, that's a good point.
Blazer.
Definitely a blazer.
Jeans. Good jeans.
Good white tees. Cigarette pants. What to wear to my hen party? Any ideas? Go for it, girl.
Yeah, wear something jazzy, white, and fun. Like, because when else are you going to be able to do that?
Reinventing yourself in your 50s. Is it too late? No.
It's not too late.
I'm looking at this girl. She's hot as well. No, Missy Mitch, whoever you are. Definitely not. It's never too late. The world's your oyster. Good brands for ski wear.
Perfect Moment.
Yeah.
Fusel. Yeah. Good. I like.
ASOS sometimes has a good collection.
Topshop Snow used to be quite good as well, didn't
it? Topshop Snow was fantastic.
Yeah. RIP. Do you think it's still on ASOS now? I hope it is.
I have to go shopping because I think when you're skiing, you buy the one outfit for your kids to wear every day. But I kind of want to mix it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend an absolute fortune on all
I think
things.
Go to the ski shops. So they still exist on Ken High Street. There used to be a few.
There are.
Snow
They're
and Rock
there.
And places like
that. Also, Matches have a really, really good edit. Also, spend on your ski wear. I bought a Quam ski suit about 5 years ago. You will wear it for
10 years.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Like, I literally think it's the thing that you will happily wear the same. My stepmom wore this. She had sort of a few, but she just wore them for my whole childhood. She was wearing the same.
I think it's nice to buy separate. So like the last couple of years, I've had some white trousers, some black trousers, and then a couple of different jackets, and all four items can be swapped. So you actually end up with like three ski suits out of four things.
I would also say go for a fitted black pant.
Yes.
I always wear a fitted black pant. Oh, it's always
so. Yeah. I mean, I snowboard as well as ski, and I'm stopping snowboarding because it's just not sexy.
No, I'm sorry. What to wear in Paris in the evening?
Black.
Knee-high boots. A blazer.
Yeah.
I feel like a nice blazer, a roll neck, some skinny, like maybe like your split hem.
Because they are quite, I always get very anxious, and I spend a lot of time in France, and I get very anxious and overthink everything at night.
Yeah.
They are quite conservative.
Yeah, I think
the Parisians, so
understated, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Keep it simple and chic and
Cami, a blazer, some trousers.
Yeah, perfect.
Red lip maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less is more in Paris. Tips for styling a boiler suit. Don't do it.
They are tricky to style boiler suits, I think. I think you've got to kind of wear a heel with them if you can. If you're going out for the evening, they look quite cool with that. Yeah, a more feminine shoe.
We're going to do lots of party wear, but there's quite a few Christmas party wear questions here. So let's whet people's appetite and finish on a party wear question.
Party wear ideas for Christmas.
And someone doesn't want heels. There are loads of lovely flats. We need to do a roundup actually on lovely Christmas flats.
I think chunky boots are so in right now, aren't they?
Yeah, true. Not really party though.
They're like a smoking slipper.
Yeah, that's nice, like velvet.
Yeah.
Love a slipper. Velvet slipper.
Yeah, me too. And I saw a pair, I know it's still technically a heel though. They've got some nice little kitten heels on Zara, like blue, with like a bejeweled bit on the front. So kind of like a sling back. Like they are a heel, but they look pretty fucking comfy to me. So
cool.
Yeah.
I would say you can't go wrong with a good velvet blazer, some fabulous earrings, and then
100%.
Leathers. Like I'm not a big one for sort of Christmas party dressing. I think a velvet blazer is a great.
Yeah, I really want a corduroy suit.
Fun.
I'm dying for one. I can't find one.
What kind of colour?
Navy.
So Anna Bromelow did a piece of the site on wearing cord. Like maybe a week or two.
Are they? And I was thinking flares.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, like something like Edwin Sichang would do.
Yeah. No. I know exactly.
You need to go to the deck and get them to make you one.
The deck. What's the deck?
Oh, we'll tell you after.
Okay.
The best tailor-made suits.
I need to write that down.
That's it for this week. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, leave us a comment, and tell your friends to listen to. We will be back soon. Thanks very much. Bye bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.